Looking Beyond Limits, or On Authentic Education and the Culture of Greatness. Some believe that our languages set limits to our thoughts, to how far we can wander in our imagination. But those of us who are multilingual don't think in words. We think in pure imagination. Those of us who learn programming are able to bulldoze confusion by means of incomprehensible diagrams or with a pencil and some paper. Poets can look deeply into our world. Computer game creators can learn to see far and deep into universe. There are lots of ways to look outside of ourselves, all kinds of ways to break through all the limits. Humanity has correctly identified education as something that must never be denied and be granted to all. Education helps us see past the limits of dark ages, those of curses, wars, scary monsters, and all-powerful giants. Education is a tool for helping humanity to advance past its limits, past the smallness of dark minds and the dark ages. There is nothing more important for humanity than education, because without it, humanity fragments into small-minded tribes and conflict, constant conflict. With it, humanity rises to honor authenticity, creativity, freedom, including freedom from poverty, and wisdom and greatness and clear long vision and even meaningful legacies. People who have real education have strength. They have beauty of mind and class. And they learn to no end. They are always multiplying the power of their minds. They are able to invent and correctly handle the end of poverty. And they are able to open borders and watch nations flourish and bloom in wisdom. Without education, or in a state of compromise that can only benefit dark ages and never the good from which it will take, all the bad things that have ever happened will simply continue and continue to repeat. All the bad things are simply a function of lack of real education and the culture that it creates. The culture of greatness, a deeply intellectual culture that sees meaningful wisdom as the greatest of treasures. We must unfortunately draw a distinction between what is seen as education today and real education. This is the scene where humanity begins to falter. Today's schools only appear to teach, but they are actually forcing students to pretend to learn. Later, the now adult former students are pressured to pretend that they are grown-ups somehow, often by just blindly copying behaviors. A lot of adults today know more about celebrities and their movies than great beings and their books. More than that, fake education spreads poverty, including poverty of mind, that would not exist in a world with meaningful and effective education. Our misunderstanding of real and meaningful education is such that subject divisions, timed periods, and classrooms actually act to prevent it. You see, all of it is wrong. Every detail, from grades and hidden threats of being held back, to textbooks, tolerance of bullies, the graduation even, and the student loans. All of it. Everything has been mismanaged, misunderstood, mangled, turned into paycheck and diploma mill. All of it fell short. The schools we have today barely count as the first step towards real education. In fact, what we have today may just be a selfish, short-sighted, naive plan that needs a complete redesign. The gym class is wrong. We need weighted full body motion like dance. Isolating muscles is nothing by contrast. Math is taught wrong. We don't need formulas. We need the tools to invent them. That means learning programming first, and learning from visualization and simulation, not just pretending to learn by memorization. And even science is taught wrong, because the classroom is the last place to learn about the universe. Where would Newton be had he not left school to rest under his apple tree? Though modern schools have largely failed, there is still the old way, the ancient way. Walk the Triple Crown, with narrated books playing in your ear. Walk the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. Walk for years. Walk to accept your intellectual inheritance in the form of thousands of books written by clear-thinking great beings. Learn to rise, to match their heights, and resume where they left off. Then become a guide to help others to make the same journey. Journey of intellectual inheritance. Journey of hard-won authentic education. Grow all the way up and become a great being. Learn and teach and repair to help humanity past its limits. Help the world to stop repeating the same mistakes, all of which are born of the same dark ages and ineffective education. Teach students to begin where the great beings leave off. Help them past humanity's limits. And leave a great positive legacy to reverberate across history, so that the future can begin where you will leave off.